Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU soccer team. Abby Chonis, goaltender, posted two shutouts last weekend and a win over Crookston and a scoreless tie with Moorhead. Abby, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You guys started the season, let's be blunt, a little rough. How important was last weekend and actually the last couple of weekends that you've been playing a little bit better?
It feels good to turn it around, get some wins on the board and a tie, I guess, and it's really important. We had to start the season off kind of rough, but we're winning when it's important, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Moorhead had not lost entering the game last Sunday. Longer the game goes, you get into the first overtime, the second overtime. A little bit of pressure on you, isn't it?
Oh, kind of, but not really. I trust my teammates, and I knew that we were going to do something good, so.
Have you noticed anything different about how you're playing lately as opposed to how the team had played early?
We are kind of a young team, but I feel like we're getting more confident, come more comfortable with each other, and we're just building off what we know and keep learning from each other and working well together.
As a senior, you're getting your first chance to start pretty much full-time. Unfortunately, you had to walk on campus with some pretty good goalies in front of you. What are the first 3 years like for you?
First 3 years, it was challenging. Sam Ross, the goalie that was ahead of me, was super good, like, teammate to play with, and she helped me grow into the keeper I am now, and I've learned a lot, and it's fun to be playing now.
If you had to sum up your style of playing goal, what would you say that would be?
Funny to say, I'm good at getting big, cutting off the angles and high balls, kind of more, a little bit more scrappy of a goalie, I would like to say, but yeah.
You know, there was one thing that I think America realized this past summer during the World Cup is how athletic a goalie needs to be. My brother played college soccer. To be honest, that's why he picked goal, because he didn't have to run up and down the field for 90 minutes, but how good a shape do you need to be?
Well, we have to make the same tests as everyone else on the field. They might do it a lot more quicker than I do, but I finish them somehow, so yeah. You have to be pretty good shape, I'd say. It's a lot different. It's more of an adrenaline rush when you're in there, and luckily that's what keeps me going. So,
do you have time to think as the play is developing in front of you, or is it just strictly reacting?
Well, for me personally, I feel like when I watch like highlight film, or not highlight films, or like we review tape after the games, I watch stuff, and it looks way quicker. When I play the game, I think things are a lot more slower. So to me, I have time to think, but there's the reaction times, and luckily I react quick enough. So,
you guys don't play at home until October. Kind of knew this first month was going to be rough, didn't you?
Yeah, it's always tough to get on the road, but it's going to be nice to be home that last month, and we have the advantage when we're at home, and it'll be good to have that.
Go to Upper Iowa and Winona this weekend. Winona's always seems to be the team to beat in this league. Is that the case again this year?
Well, I believe they're ranked number one in the preseason poll, so they're always a tough team, and they are a fun team to beat. But Upper Iowa, too, is going to be very difficult. Everyone in this conference this year is tight. I mean, it's going to be a tough weekend for both games.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.